Welcome to Color Story, the podcast that explores the transformative and magical power of colors in people's lives. I'm your host, Claire Lacey, and I'm excited to bring you engaging and colorful conversations with guests who have harnessed the beauty of color in their own unique ways. Together, we'll dive deep into the emotions, memories, and experiences that colors evoke in our hearts and minds. Join me as we journey through the vibrant spectrum of colors and discover how they can connect us to our true selves, heal our souls, and empower us to unleash our creativity. So take a deep breath and get ready to be whisked away on a colorful journey of inspiration and creativity. No need to be an expert artist. Just bring an open mind and let's see what we can create together. Bhavna Jain is lead designer and CEO of Bhav, a Chicago-based women's wear clothing line. A pharmacist by profession and still currently practicing, she decided to pursue her dream of fashion design. She launched her debut line 3 years ago and hasn't looked back since. Bhavna is inspired with her own Indian cultural identity and seeks to empower women to find unique ways to embrace their cultural heritage. Her pieces reflect her influences from both Indian and Western culture and seeks to create fusion pieces that are suitable for all women. She sees heritage as a piece of us, not the sole thing that defines us, and is inspired by everyday women who have authentically incorporated their multicultural identity into their lives, whether it's related to career, motherhood, or otherwise. Hello, Bhavna, and welcome to Color Story.
Hi, Claire. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to speak with you today and hear a little bit more about your color story.
I'm excited to share my color story. This is, I think, a really unique and really just insightful topic that I honestly have not thought about, but it relates so much to my, fashion design career, and I think personally too. So I'm really excited to share.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you're here. Well, tell me a little bit more about how color has impacted, well, your view of the world, your view of the fashion design work that you do, whether in personal life and what you sell, and just how it's influenced you.
Yeah, well, I think I'll start off by just saying like how color has sort of, or my color story has evolved in my life over the many years. I think I used to look at life in very black and white. And I think that really just reflects a lot of my upbringing and how I was sort of like taught to make decisions in life. I come from a very sort of science background family. My career, I'm a pharmacist by profession. And so my career in science, I think, sort of also taught me that, in most cases, even though science does sort of think outside the box, in most cases, in medicine and particularly in my pharmacy career, there's most likely an answer to a lot of the questions that we have. And so, if there's a medical question that comes up, then my job really is to go find that answer related to, medications. And so I think, and again, I interpreted my life, in my career that, so in most cases, life was very black and white and some gray in between, right? But I think as I got older and I experienced different life situations, life becomes more complex as we get older. I think that, and then the addition of adding a different career to my life, I think I started to see life at that point in color. And so I translated that as being sort of, having other opportunities, opening my mind up to other things that I never would have thought of pursuing. And it just became, life became just, more interesting, really. And so, in terms of an actual color that I associate with, I think purple has always been my go-to color for some reason. And I was doing some research on the color purple, and I think it symbolizes creativity, royalty, this femininity, spirituality. And I think in some cases, purple is also used to symbolize sort of wealth, extravagance. And I think that, and I, looking back, even now, I think that's why I gravitate towards that color. I think it really encompasses so much of my own personality. And so I can start to sort of see that. And I never really understood, sort of what different colors, what types of emotions they evoke for certain people, whether it's like looking at it visually, or if you're, sometimes meditating and you're thinking of colors or something that come to your mind. So that's kind of how I've evolved in terms of like, my color story.
And yeah, how you view it is definitely different than it was when you started out directly in a science field versus where you are now, working sort of in tandem and with both sides of being the creative and the logic technical person.
Absolutely.
I'm curious because you grew up in the Chicago suburbs with Indian parents. And did that influence you in any way with like what you're doing now, with the color you choose to use for dresses you make, or even just what it was like in the home growing up? If it, did you have only white walls, or did you have colorful food?
Yeah, so my background or my ethnicity is Indian. My parents are immigrants from India, but I was, raised here in the States. So I have had this beautiful experience of experiencing Indian culture, but also, sort of American culture and growing up. But I think my fashion career and the designs and the pieces that I make really reflect a lot of my Indian heritage. And I think a lot of people who haven't been to India, but you can see it, on TV and movies and, things like that. India has always been known as a place of color and beauty. And, we even have a festival of color, which is called Holi. And so that's really just, using color and in celebration of transition of seasons, going from spring into summer, and just the celebration of that. So I think it's just very ingrained in just in my culture, in who I am, that I've been able to sort of channel that into my fashion designs, and even just growing up when I would visit India. I think I've seen going into the marketplaces, I think I've seen every color combination known to man in terms of like apparel, like putting together these two colors and the outfits, and different prints being put together, things that I had never thought of that I would personally do, but again, they somehow make it work. I mean, you can see it's amazing, really. But this really allowed me to kind of push outside the box, and introduce sort of these elements into my own designs. And then also bring it to, my customer, my audience, and share a little piece of that, with them. So yeah, I think it's really just being exposed, yeah, to that Indian culture and the richness of it, and really appreciating color in that element.
I think that's fascinating that I know you've been to India many times, and that's a place that's on my mental list of places to go. Is there, I know even in India, there's such a range of from cities of what colors they use, or even just ingredients in the soil that allow them to produce specific colors that they're known for. And so when you go there, I know you've sourced fabrics and meet different vendors and so forth. Is there something that you're specifically looking for? Like, I only go to this village for this color, and that's it.
I haven't experienced that personally, but I think I think just again, like with Indian tradition and weddings, I think that's where we see so much of the different types of fabrics and the colors and just the vibrancy. And I think just adding color to life just gives such a different meaning. And I think that's how at least for Indians, I think that's how we express that. We ex that's how we use to express emotions. And if you really look at like there's an array of spices, right, that we use, and they come in such vibrant colors. And I think that it just visually looking at those colors, but then also tasting, having a taste palette for all those different spices, it just evokes so much emotions and so much feelings too. So I think it just goes hand in hand. And I think as you said, everywhere from the soil, I mean, those spices are grown from the ground. But I mean, turmeric, that rich yellow color, which is translated into fabric colors, right? And then the richness of like chili powder, that red, it's so deep. And like, so again, you can see a lot of similarities, right? With food, and then the apparel of Indian, Indian apparel and things like that. So you just see it all around you, and you might see like different shades of things, whether it's in the, flowers, or if it's in nature, or if it's in the food that we eat, or if it's what we're wearing. So that's kind of how, that's what I noticed when I, travel to India.
Well, and I wonder, and I've asked this question to myself and others many times, just at what point in our lives do we sort of lose permission to use color? It's like I see other cultures use it so freely and embrace it. But then here, in North America, let's say, even just going to a shoe store, I can't find a bright pair of shoes that aren't for children. It's like it's once you're an adult, that's it. You can't have fun with color.
Yeah, that's an interesting point that you bring up, and I was just thinking about that too. I think just growing up here, I can see the contrast too, because again, if you in my personal example, in my pharmacy career, and I think in a lot of like professional, science related careers, whether it's like in engineering or sort of math related, and even like medicine, we go to work, and I think our brains are just ingrained to just wear these neutral colors, right? Like black evokes like professionalism, right? Black, white, the grays, the neutrals. And I think, our mind is like hesitant to throw in pops of color because it might give the impression to somebody else like that they're not professional, right? And so I think we're very careful in sort of American society of like, okay, like we use color to represent ourselves in the specific industries that we work in. Now pivoting over to the fashion career, I feel like there's no boundary, right? You can use color, at your disposal. You can experiment with, different shades and all this other stuff. So I think there is a difference between like sort of the creative person and then that like very professional sort of straight arrow kind of person. And I think it's difficult for those professional people to sometimes cross over and use color in their wardrobe, whether it's in makeup or, just adding a pop of color, let's say for a gentleman, if they're wearing a tie or things like that. Like, I feel like sometimes it's a little scary for them. Whereas on a creative side, somebody who's in fashion, I think they use that more as expressing their identity or their personality and things like that. So, I feel that I kind of have the best of both worlds, but I do also keep in mind, when I'm in my pharmacy career, or, when I'm at my pharmacy job, I do keep in mind that maybe I do need to like tone down the color a little bit. But when I'm, working in my fashion, that's really where those bursts of like, ooh, I'd love to use like this color and that and mix and match and be, think outside the box.
Well, although at work you do have a benefit of a white lab coat, I think, right?
That is true. So I definitely I personally, and I think that, just shows a little bit of my personality. Like I'll throw on like a red pair of shoes or something, or I'll add that pop of color like in my accessories. But that's just me, and I feel comfortable doing that. But yeah, if I need to tone it down, I always have my white coat to kind of cover up some stuff too.
Yeah, that's great. Well, and then even that alone is a statement. White is clean.
Yeah.
It says, like, there's no disease.
Yes, yeah,
It's just
purity
very.
or yeah, cleanliness, yeah, absolutely.
No, that's great. And I think what you're doing with fashion, it's what I've seen. I know you're coming out with new collections and you're doing some other expansions in different ways. But I interpret it as you helping the Western world embrace the Eastern heritage in a sort of a twist. And so you are bringing that color, but not necessarily in the way the East does. And so what I see is like what you're doing is also making it so you can wear it to work and still be professional. But I know you're coming out with some new designs, and I'm excited to see where that goes with the colors you use.
Yeah, I'm excited about the new concept, and just really it is a little bit different than what I'm currently working with, but I'm really excited to bring some a lot more color into it, a lot more vibrancy, and so yeah, so we're really excited to release that, hopefully in the fall time, so coming up shortly.
And well, can you tell me a little bit about your process when you're doing the fashion side of your mind?
Yeah, I think it there's a lot of designers where they might see something of a color, something that catches their eye, and then they kind of have like a mood board of colors that they want to work with for the season, and then they start to create that way. For me, I tend to gravitate, or if I see some design element, I have a collection of those that I, sort of archive, and then I'll go through those. And then in my mind, I kind of start to visualize like how I can use certain design elements that I liked and start from there. And then usually I go to fabrics to figure out like which fabric. So there's different ways of, starting the process or the creativity process of it. For me, that's what that I usually tend to do. I also think about, sort of my audience, and figuring out, what was popular with them, what colors maybe I have the most sales in. Sometimes it's not what you forecast, right? You want to bring in those colors, but if the audience is not, sort of purchasing it, that gives you a lot of insight and clues. It might be that your audience might be a little bit more conservative, and if you're dealing with a professional audience where you want them to wear it to work, you have to again keep in mind, what colors are sort of safe colors, right, that you can kind of carry through. And if you want to introduce a color that might be just something a little bit different, but not as much, not taking over that collection. So it's really a lot of trial and error, really understanding, where those pieces, where your audience is going to be wearing those pieces. If you're creating pieces where they're going to be going out for a brunch, or if it's more for the summer, spring season, then maybe you can play around with more of the colors. But if you want those pieces to kind of last, sort of throughout the year and be multifunctional and useful, then you need to kind of understand which colors are kind of neutral that can carry throughout the year. So again, it's a lot of experimentation. It's a lot of understanding your audience, but then also injecting a little bit of my own personality and my design elements, something that I want to try as well. So I think it's just a balance of all of that.
Well, I'm curious if certain colors cost more money when you're sourcing. Is that ever an issue?
It depends. If you go through a fabric manufacturer where you are purchasing from what their color choices are, usually they don't charge you more for specific colors, because those are kind of like their staple colors that they have, throughout, in their stock. If you are experimenting in terms where you are able to dye a fabric to your specific color, that allows you more flexibility and allows you to experiment more, because then you can actually capture the, exact color that you're looking for. So it really depends, and which route that you want to go to. So I know some designers who are very, very specific about, like, getting the color exactly to what they want for their season or their collection, and they will go to great lengths to get that color, but then if you're a designer who's kind of choosing from a stock, color set, then you might be limited to that. But I haven't seen too much like price difference, in terms of, the color choices. But yeah,
And
personally.
as far as for your personal use, what would you say your neutrals are?
Oh, my. I think it's really funny because every time I show up to, like, if I have a photo shoot or something creative, the designer or the creative will always wear black. Like, that's just like a standard color. I don't know what it is, but creatives will always wear black to their events. Like, it's kind of funny. I just associate black as just being, just personally just very slimming, very elegant. I think it, you can accessorize it in so many ways, which is, I personally like to do in terms of with the golds, or, just adding again a pop of color. So yeah, I mean, my go-to is black all the time. So my wardrobe is heavily black, and I try to personally stay away from that and add color. But I just love how it just goes to, beautifully with denim, with, lighter colors, with, doing the black and white together. It just, I don't know. There's just something about black that I really like. So that's definitely my neutral color.
Yeah, I think it's a safe place. And I also find people can't really tell how many times you've worn that same outfit that month versus, if you're wearing neon pink, oh, you're wearing that again. You
That's
just wore that
true.
2 years
Yeah.
ago. Which is probably why when I had corporate jobs, I think I counted about 17 black or black white kinds of dresses. It's like,
Yeah.
can you even tell the difference?
You can't go wrong with it. I just think it's such a classic color, and it'll never go away. Just going back to your thing of, like, somebody, if I showed up like in a neon outfit or whatever, that person's going to remember that. I think that's why it's very, like, it's not normal. I shouldn't say not normal, but it's not like, you don't see it very often, right? So that's why I think people tend to remember the outfits that are unique and the colors that are really popping and bright, and so you can't get away with wearing it too much.
Well, I am curious as well if you have any ideas to share with others about how to not be afraid of color.
Yeah, I think, I think this goes back to sort of looking at life in a different perspective. I think, a lot of us look at life in the tunnel view, like, where's the light at the end of the tunnel? I think it's just ingrained, I think, as we grow up, just like, sort of this checklist in life, right? We grow up, many of us, go and get an education. After education, then it's getting a job. Sometimes family follows that. And so I think it's just looking at life in that tunnel vision. So I think in terms of looking at life, or introducing color into their life, I think it's just it's good to just sometimes pause, right? Pause and, turn your head side to side and see what else is out there. And you might, and your eyes might catch like a beautiful color or something unique or a different opportunity. And I think that's what a lot of us just don't do too much in life. And next thing you know, life has just kind of flown by and you're just, in the routine. So my advice is just, yeah, slow down sometimes and just, as they say, stop and, smell the flowers or, things like that. And I think it's just good for each of us just personally, just taking time, closing your eyes and, thinking, whether it's meditation or thinking of those colors and just kind of analyzing, like when you see a color, what emotions it evokes in you. How does it make you feel? Does it make you feel a certain way? What thoughts come to your mind when you see a color? I think when you stop and you do those things, it just tells a lot about yourself. And I think once you do that, it can, color just makes life more interesting. So why not?
Well, and I think that's one reason we get along so well. We both love purple.
Yes.
And for me, I think, when I see some colors, it almost makes me want to cry. Like, oh my gosh, this is so perfect. Like, does anybody else feel this way about colors? Or is it just me? Is this weird?
No, I think that's just the I never really like took the time to understand like color theory and things like that. I didn't even really know that it existed. And so it's a very interesting subject, and I think it applies to so many things in our life and our careers and personality. And we just inherently gravitate towards certain colors because it is, I think it really does evoke certain emotions in us and really represent our personalities. So yeah, I think this was a wonderful, unique subject to talk about.
Well, thank you for joining me and sharing with the world your thoughts on color and what you do with it every day and ways to make the world more colorful for everyone.
Thank you again for having me.
Thanks for joining me on this colorful journey today. Your support and engagement mean the world to me, and I'm grateful for your listening ears. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review Color Story on your favorite platform. And if you know someone who loves exploring the spectrum of colors, don't forget to share this with them too. I'm always eager to hear your thoughts and ideas on what to discuss next. Let's keep the conversation going over on Instagram at Classic Claire Colors and on Twitter at ClaireNFT. To wrap up today's episode, I want to remind you to not be afraid of color. Embrace it and harness it. Until next time, ask yourself how you can make your day more colorful and bring a little extra color into someone else's life too.